So Zig Ziglar, a mentor of mine for a long, long time, once said, you can get anything you want in this life as long as you're willing to help other people get what they want. It's pretty close to what he said. But you know what I mean by that. It's helping them get. Some people just do that all the time, but I'm here to say you need to do that for sure, because that's what the world's all about, solving problems, adding value to other people's lives. You will be rewarded when you do that. But it's also about prioritizing yourself first. You got to have your own guidance in place before you can guide other people, right? So we'll talk about that today, if that's okay. How to prioritize yourself first. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Whoa! Thank you for so much for all the crazy downloads coming your way. I do appreciate you doing that. Downloading, we're growing so fast, and it's really cool to see. And also, thank you for joining the Facebook group, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's a neat group, it's kind of running itself now. I'm popping in and out, but they're just kind of doing the thing. Real positive, really upbeat, and it's interesting because, you know, every now and then you get somebody who comes in who needs a little bit of help, and they don't really need me. They need the community, and it's kind of cool because community's stepping up and answering questions, and sometimes it's a specific answer. Sometimes it's just a motivational answer, if you will. They kind of need that, but it's a cool place. If you're interested, it's safe. We moderate it. We don't allow any knuckleheads in there. If you are a knucklehead, you're not going to be in our community. I'm sorry to say. There is a knucklehead community. We're happy to refer you. You can go there if you want to, but our community is cool. Free, easy, couple of simple questions just to make sure you're kind of in the right mindset. Simple stuff, you'll see. Answer those questions. If you don't, I will decline you. I do that a lot every day. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook and give it a shot. It may be for you, it may not, but you won't know unless you try, right? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. The purveyor, one of the few people in the world that could actually interpret the ancient language and thought patterns called common sense. We utilize this thing called Scott logic. It's buried deep within my DNA. And you may disagree. That's okay, because my job is twofold. My job is to kind of get you thinking a little bit with some ideas. And if I can, motivate and inspire you to do something. And to be honest, I don't really care how I do that. Sometimes I get you so positive and upbeat, you cannot stop yourself for the rest of the day. And you're like, yeah, you're right, let's go. And other times, I tweak you in a way that kind of makes you, yeah, I'm going to prove you wrong. You're totally wrong. I'm going to go do it. And that's cool too. I don't really care what it is. As long as you will fire yourself up and go after what you want. And you know, if I was the guy who got that to happen for you, I'm a very happy guy. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So let's talk about prioritization. Prioritization, that's would be better. I think that's kind of the word. And then why I think you should prioritize yourself first, because if you spend any time at all listening to me over the years, there are constant themes. And I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to those themes. Yeah, some branding, there's some language, some words that I use to kind of make it listenable and fun and entertaining and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, what you get from me is really I get out of bed every single day with my purpose in life and I just do it and you get it. And if you listen closely, you'll start to pick up on what some of those themes are. And one of those is, I'm kind of screaming from the mountaintops to ignore the agendas and the propagandas here in this agenda and propaganda-filled world and focus on yourself. Now, when I say that, it's easy in this day and age, for this political day and age that we've been living in now. How long has it been now? Are you tired yet? I'm just tired. I really am. Come on, stop the babbling, okay? But the truth is, you know, agendas are everywhere. They're all around you. And propaganda is everywhere. It's all around you. It's not something new. It's nothing that's just on the television. Your next door neighbor has an agenda. You know, it's sad. Why don't you mow your lawn on a Saturday? You should, because personally, I like to mow my lawn on a Sunday morning sometimes. Not early, about 10 a.m. My neighbor came out one day. She said, Scott, I can tell Scott's mowing the lawn because my alarm went off. All right. Why is your alarm monitoring my yard? Just common sense, isn't it? Agendas are everywhere, right? So here's the truth for you. Nobody's thinking about you right now. Nobody's thinking about what you do right now. Oh, you may be something at work. You may have a project going on. There may be somebody down the hall thinking about, well, I wonder what they're thinking. What are they going to do? We have to make a decision. What will they say? That's going on for darn sure. But from a personal person standpoint, just you, just them, just me, that guy over there, that neighbor, they're not thinking about you. My neighbor's thinking about, why is he mowing the lawn at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning? I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just like, well, because that's the time I had. I did. It's an electric mower. You can't hear me. Yes, indeed. I have an electric lawnmower. It's cool. I went from a commercial zero turn and 12 acres to about a quarter acre lot and an electric mower. Before you know it, I have a Prius. It's just crazy. Tesla, maybe. So nobody's thinking about you, right? That means that nobody is paying any attention to you at all, really, for sure. And you need to pay attention to yourself because this is only said in the very nicest way. Nobody's really going to say it to you. Nobody's thinking about you. Nobody's getting out of bed today unless they have an agenda on their own. They run a business or something. How can we get Scott to do this for us? If we can do this, we'll motivate and inspire him. I guess in that way, I'm thinking about you right now. How can I do that? But ultimately, what am I doing? Ultimately, what I'm doing is I'm thinking about, how do I get out of bed, run my life, enjoy my life the way I want to, do the things I love to do all day long, regardless of what you're doing. I'm just being honest with you, right? That's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. We're getting out of bed, making the best of our day, doing the things that we have in our heart and our soul that we dream of. And if we're really lucky, we get to help others do the same thing. But make no mistake. If only to breathe. When you were born, you took a breath. And what's the first thing that happens? A very violent world. The doctor slapped you on the ass. Do they still do that? Do they still do that? I'm not sure if they do. Maybe they shake you a little bit and talk nice to you. I don't know. Used to slap you. So when you were born, you took that first breath. Somebody may or may not help you take that breath, but after that, you're on your own taking your breaths. You might get sick. You might need some help along the way. But eventually, one day, the day will come. Well, you will decide it's time to take your last breath. Well, maybe you won't decide, but it will have been decided for you. And you will let that breath out all by yourself. Oh, somebody may allow you to do it. They say, you need to let them go. And this might be sensitive. I don't mean to make fun of this, but it's true. I'm really thinking about that right now, oh, my God. But that's the truth of life. Live it between those breaths. When you take that first breath, it's really something you take on your own and you do it all by yourself your entire life and nobody really cares about that breath. And then it's gone. Take it from that level. And I really, really mean it. Just be honest with yourself. And if this struck a chord with anybody, and dead with me, because I've had people I've lost just based on the same topic I'm just talking about right now. I'm settling into the moment. And I'm just understanding that's the way it's supposed to be. I want you to be that way as well. So now some folks find this way of thinking difficult because society will make you believe that you must do what everybody else is going to be doing to be successful. It kind of get beyond the breath, right? It's just, you got to do this because society, well, let me tap you into something, a little common sense here. Society only runs when most people do the same thing. They do. And these days we have more opportunity than ever before to do it our way and not to hurt anybody. But society only runs when most people obey the rules. If you look at the world around us right now, you're finding a lot of that not happening. And what's happening is, well, if most of society doesn't obey the rules, then things start to get kind of weird. But you still have a choice of what you want to do. You still can prioritize yourself and decide what you want to do, right? So don't get pulled into what society's telling you to do. Think for yourself first. Now, let me think about that for a minute, okay? Here's the question about the successful people. Most people want you to do what all of society is doing all along the way to be successful. Is everybody that you're hearing talking in your ear more successful than you? Or is everybody pretty much in the same boat as you? So here's some Scott logic for you. A long time ago, I sat down and said, well, wait a second. All I ever hear people talk about is how they just want to be happy and they're complaining about their day. And it's like, okay, wait a second. So most people I hear are not really that happy. I just common sense told me that. And secondly, when I talked about being successful, we equate money with success. I said, well, the average income in this country right now is like $38,000. The medium household income is like $52,000. So we're sitting around thinking everybody's making $10 million a year, successful. No, they're making $38,000 or less. So if we use Scott logic and we say, if you let society prioritize you because it must, because that society has to live by rules, if you let that happen and you listen to everybody around you, you're going to get what they have. The herd's going that way. You're going to get it. You're going to make $38,000 a year and you're not going to be happy because the herd's not making any money and they're not happy. But when you say, well, wait a second, I know that answer. So who is more successful than you? Who would that be when you really think about it? Well, let's go back to society and go back to the leading and the herds and the propagandas and all that stuff. Let's go back to that. So as you try to move yourself forward today, I'm trying to get down inside your head. Think about yourself and your own stuff. Think about what you want to do. And this is not a narcissistic, self-centered approach. No, I want you to get out there and save the world. I do, but I understand you can't unless you put your mask on first. You've heard that before about being in an airplane, right? Because these days, I wonder, do you have to take your mask off to put your mask on? I haven't flown lately, so I don't know the answer to that question. Are you supposed to put your mask on over your mask? I don't know the answer. That's so much to worry about here. But who is out there leading? Who is successful? Well, it's just what I just said. It's the people out in front that are leading the masses. All those people that are putting this stuff in front of you think you should be doing and taking your thought time away from yourself. What they're doing is they're paying attention to what they wanted. They thought it through. They convinced everybody, including you, to support them on their mission. Bad thing? Not at all. Great thing. We need leaders in this world. Need people to think on their own, really get inside their own mind, ignore everything else that's going on around you and say, hey, I got this belief in myself. I know what I want to do. I took a breath a long time ago and someday I will take my last. And in between, may I be lucky enough to take a few minutes to give myself the respect I deserve and think about myself so I can propel myself in the direction I want to go. Why? Because ultimately, it's the best thing in the world you can do for yourself and for your family and your friends and the world around you. When you decide that you're going to tap into your natural talents, to hell with what anybody else says, and make it happen. Hell no, I won't do it. I will. And you got to understand something when I say this. I am trying to fire you up so you get out there and use everything you have inside you, not in a bad way. And if you think it's a bad way, Scott, I've got to think about others first. No, you don't. Think about yourself first. Go to the gym. Eat right. Pray. Meditate. Whatever you want to do it first. That'll give you the energy you need all day long to take care of anybody you want to. You'll change the world when you do that. I could be at the gym right now, but you know what? Thinking about me, and this is what drives me. I'll go to the gym when I'm done with this today. When you think of yourself first, you'll have time to think about others too. Like they say, if it's to be, it is up to me. Start there, and then you can change everything around you. All right, good show. Tomorrow, 10 questions I want you to be asking yourself.